For those of you who don't know me personally, I thought I should probably mention that I'm also an acupuncturist, and so that's why there will be a few references to traditional Chinese medicine in our session today. So today's session is the all-school session of this year's series, and as Janine mentioned, the theme is Responsibility for Harmony. This is the title of the last lesson that our founder, Russell Paul Scofield, gave his teaching staff before he passed away in 1984. And in this session, which many of you in Fourth Advanced are familiar with, he talked of the importance of lightworkers assuming responsibility for harmony, beginning first within ourselves, which is the focus of today's session. Although he also told us that when we focus the light within ourselves, that the light goes out to help others and also our planet. And so I think we felt that this year was a very good year to bring in more harmony for us all. The aspect of harmony within that we're going to focus on today is that within our primary organs, both individually and also in their relationship with each other, so that we can truly begin that harmony within in our physical bodies. Today we will work with the star downpour, with the crystal white light that comes from our stars, just letting that downpour of light bring harmony throughout your body and helping your organs and energy systems to work more cooperatively together in order to maximize your good health and well-being. And as we all know, when we're in pain or discomfort, disharmony, it's a lot harder to experience high-frequency energy. And we live in a sea of energy. And we are always reading each other, the consciousness of each other, and we relate with each other verbally and non-verbally. So when you're feeling up and happy and you visit someone who is in a low-frequency energy state, perhaps angry or fearful, after a while your energy might start to feel a bit lower. And when you're feeling low and you visit someone who's in a high-frequency energy state with clear thinking, some good humor and upbeat, you probably suddenly start feeling better and lifted up. So by filling ourselves with light, it can help us feel centered, help us feel in touch with our higher selves, the beings of light that we are, and the love that they have for our physical personality creations. And even when we are in the midst of life's challenges, as we all go through many of life's challenges, we can go within and experience that love and support. And we can then stand steady and give from our overflow of light to help others, as well as lift our own vibratory rate when it's low to create more of that well-being and feeling supported. Now, when one organ or energy system is out of sorts, out of balance, it can throw off another until our whole body is affected and eventually can become dysfunctional. Conversely, when our organs are strong and healthy, they help hold each other steady. Every organ has a mind of its own thoughts and feelings. And when we work with the light and we begin to awaken to the being of light within, we can bring ourselves into radiant good health. And that radiant good health that affects how we feel emotionally, affects our ability to think creatively and with inspiration, and increases our enjoyment of the precious life that we have been given. So now let us prepare for our session. And please relax and sit comfortably with your arms and legs uncrossed. And you might close your eyes so you're not distracted. But if you're in danger of falling asleep, please do open your eyes. And we will follow the method that Russell taught us to think, let, observe, and experience. So I will direct you to think thoughts, to redirect your energy, and just think those thoughts. Then let the thought go, and then observe and experience what happens. Sometimes we think nothing is happening, but rest assured that it is. And we will first do a process of gathering and enlightening our awareness that will help you amplify your experience. There are three aspects of awareness: mental, sensory, and emotional. And these aspects of awareness help us discern the subtleties of working with inner light fire. And they are like inner muscles, in that the more you work with them, the stronger and more highly developed they will become. And the more you will be able to verify by your own experience the truth of what is true for you about your light work and about the being of light that you are. To verify that your spiritual nature is a vibrant part of you, and that the love and light that you are, that comes from the being of light that you are, is truly within, throughout, and all about your mind and body, which are the creations of the being of light that you are, brought into this lifetime for your own unique purpose and actual design. So we will be working first to gather and enlighten your awareness, and then we will move to your star, your source of the pure white light located in your upper room, 6 inches above the top of your head. And if you are new to this, don't worry about finding it, as there is a part of you that knows exactly where it is and will guide you there. So let us begin. And direct your brain mind to harmonize with your upper room, so that the radiant awareness there will begin to flow into and throughout your brain. And experience the radiant awareness of the divine mind of your lighted beingness flowing from your upper room into and throughout your brain mind, enlightening your knowing awareness. And experience the lifting. And now focus the radiant awareness throughout your neural pathways and nervous systems. And let this radiance expand throughout all the neural pathways of your body, into the tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes, gathering and enlightening sensory awareness. And now direct the radiant awareness into your heart, your blood, circulatory system, and then into your liver and glandular system, gathering and enlightening your emotional awareness. And experience the radiant awareness of the being of light that you are, gathering and enlightening your knowing, sensory, and emotional awareness throughout your body-mind creation. With enlightened awareness, open to experience that flow of love and gratitude that as a being of light, you are sending to your beloved creation. And direct your creation to return the flow and magnify this two-way flow of love and gratitude. And know that although physically we are scattered all over the country, we are unified here in thought, in awareness, in consciousness. So open to experience the union of our beings of light working together here today, and with all the beings of light unified with us. Now, on a flow of enlightened awareness, move into your upper room, 6 inches above the top of your head. Your upper room is within your energy field, just outside your top of your head, and it is always lighted, always pure and radiant. And now think of your star, your 3-inch star, and direct it to open and downpour in a great shower of the radiant, crystal clear, diamond-like white light. And know that it is your being of light that is doing this, that takes your direction and puts it into action. You just need to think the thought, and the being of light you are does the rest. It is effortless effort on your part. Just think, let, observe, and experience. Think of opening the top of your head, your hands and feet, so that this downpour of radiant light can pour through you. A shower of inner light, washing away any stress, any tension, pouring through you into planet Earth. And the white light is the energy of purification and illumination. It contains the full spectrum of inner light, so that whatever your creation needs, the white light can provide it. The purifying power of the inner fire aspect can blaze up wherever needed, to lift the vibratory rate, to process any loads, any heavy loads, ready to be released into the fire so that we can have that energy essence that comes from this processing. We will focus the light together in specific organs and energy systems, but know that the light can be working completely throughout your body-mind creation. Just blaze up the fires wherever needed. And be aware that you might receive some communication from these organs and energy systems as we work here, perhaps asking you to make some changes in your lifestyle. So let us begin with your brain and just focus your thought here and let the energy go to work, clearing any energy loads. Perhaps you've been overthinking. Perhaps there are some cobwebs that need clearing. Perhaps your brain would really like a massage of light energy. So let the inner light fire pour into your forebrain, into left and right hemispheres, into the old brain at the back of your head, and into the little glands and the memory centers in the midbrain area. Let this inner light fire work throughout your brain. I think we could probably all use some energizing here. And you may find here some old tapes that you play, possibly so old and regular that you're not even aware of them, but tapes that are no longer true, if they ever were, often tapes of a negative nature. So if you find these, let them be consumed in the fires. And let the essence build new belief systems that are true about who you are here now, with appreciation for all you have learned along the way, for the wisdom you have garnered, and to build your belief in yourself. And let the energy essence that comes when we process the loads with the consuming fires give your brain a boost. And let the energy flow from your brain into your eyes and optic systems, into your ears and auditory systems. Your nose, your mouth, and all of the sensory systems here. Let it flow into your face, giving yourself a facial of radiant light. And think of beginning to drink in and assimilate all of the high frequency essence here to replenish and renew all of these energy systems. And as they continue to assimilate the essence and experience the lifting here with that radiant essence, let this continue, and let us now move our focus to your lungs and respiratory system, letting the inner light fire work here to purify deep in your lungs. Some of you may be suffering from the flu season with colds, so let your respiratory system get the healing power of that inner light fire working from your lungs all the way up into your sinuses. And in Chinese medicine, the lungs can be subject to sadness, so let any sadness here in your lungs be consumed. And let the healing essence go deep here, so that your lungs can provide the oxygen needed by every part of your body. And let your lungs experience the healing power of the light here with that essence going deep to nurture. And we'll let your lungs continue this assimilation as we move in our focus with the power of the downpour to your heart. And again, just think that thought and let the inner light fire do its work with the effortless effort. And we often store emotional loads here, sometimes grief or fear. And we take things to heart. So let any heaviness, any wounds presently active here, go into that consuming fire, lifting them up, lifting the vibratory rate so that your heart can be peaceful. And you can be truly, literally lighthearted. And sometimes our hearts, when they're downtrodden, can have a hard time experiencing the light within. But just direct your heart to awaken to that indwelling presence of the being of light that you are, and all the support and protection that this can provide. And experience as your heart begins to lift, begins to fill with that radiant essence. And that essence then pours into your blood. And is pumped throughout your circulatory system. Taking that healing light throughout your entire body. Now, your heart and your brain may not always be in harmony together. Sometimes the heart thinks and feels one way and your brain believes another. So just think of that radiant light pouring into those relationship lines to help bring about heart-mind union, to bring in more harmony. So instead of conflict here, they can come together to a truth that is acceptable to both or simply appreciating each other's truths. Let the power of that harmony here be experienced throughout your creation. And we'll let this continue and now move our focus with the downpour to your liver. Now you may know what an amazing organ your liver is. It has so many functions, and it is really a part of your endocrine system, your immune system, your circulatory system, and digestive system. So sometimes our livers get overworked and are subject particularly to anger, resentments, frustrations. So if you find that your liver is in need of some lifting, just let those consuming fires do their work here, lifting up those low-frequency feelings into the light and transforming them into energy that is healing, energy that is full of well-being. And as the light fills your liver and lifts it up, it helps your liver's natural regenerative ability and restores its vitality. And experience how your liver is lifting, lighting. And then let this light essence flow in those relationship lines between your heart and liver. They are your primary emotional organs, and when they are in harmony together, they can help all of you be steady emotionally. And your gallbladder is tucked up into your liver, so let's bring that focus into the gallbladder and that it also be lifted into the light. Let it be purified here with the fires. And part of that light team with the liver for good digestive function. And when liver and gallbladders are activated with some low frequency, they tend to share their feelings with neighboring organs. And so especially the digestive system. And so let us now move into your digestive system. Think of that purifying energy flowing into your mouth and down into your stomach and blazing up here. And then into your small intestine where a lot of the actual digestion is done. And small intestine works very closely with the liver and gallbladder. And also with the pancreas. So let's think of bringing the pancreas into our focus here with that inner light fire. We tend to think of the pancreas primarily as providing insulin, which of course is an extremely important function, but it also provides the digestive juices that make digestion possible in the small intestine. And so just let observe, and experience here as that light fire goes to work. And then on down to the colon. And all the way through. And your digestive system is filled with muscles and little glands that line the system, so let the power of the inner light fire work from top to bottom. And let the healing essence go deep here to nurture and strengthen this system so that it is not so sensitive to stress as some of our systems may be, but so they can maintain their strength and maintain good function. And less susceptible to the stresses of daily life, which can be challenging. So let your whole digestive tract just drink in that healing essence. And then letting this continue, and speaking of stress, let's now think of your adrenal glands. They're on top of each kidney in the mid part of your body. And the adrenal glands are, in our stressful lives, often hyperactive and making way too much of the stress hormones that then affect so many of the other organs of our body. So let that inner light fire focus in your adrenal glands to help them, help relieve their stress, help them strengthen so they can respond instead of react so much. And let them be nourished and replenished with the healing light here. And then let that flow of inner light fire flow on down into your kidneys. Lifting, lighting. Sometimes they're a little worried, so let the reassurance of the light touch deeply into them and fill them up. And let that inner light fire flow on down into your bladder and on out. Calming all of the emotional waters here. And bringing in that peacefulness of the light. And let your urinary system assimilate that essence. And we will work with one more energy system today. So now think of your solar plexus, few inches above your navel at the base of the sternum. It's the heart of your nervous system, so let the inner light fire energy flow here and then out throughout all the nerves of your body. And when our nervous systems are overloaded and we live in a world with a lot of stimulation, a lot of stress, our nervous systems can get into the habit of reporting only pain and discomfort or disharmony to our brains. So if this is one of your habits, let them go into the consuming fires. And let the consuming fires work throughout your nervous systems, lifting off those loads. We say our nervous systems get loaded up, and that is exactly right. Let your nerves be soothed and smooth, healed into being peaceful. And as this happens, your nerves become free to report the things that are enjoyable of life, your sensory pleasures, the pleasures of delicious food, and the beautiful scents of flowers, the uplifting qualities of your favorite music. It is important to our health and well-being to experience pleasure, because pleasure releases the chemicals of our body, the neurotransmitters that promote healing. So the more we experience pleasure, the more pleasure we are able to experience. And let your nervous systems report the pleasure of the light. And now let your downpour continue for another minute, perhaps touching into an area where we have not focused, where there is still discomfort or pain. And blaze up the fires here, if they need that. Let one last flow of that radiant white light wash through your body, out your feet, down into the planet. And now think of closing your feet so that that pure energy of the light that you are fills your body, your feet, your legs, your torso, where most of the areas we've been working, your arms and hands, your face, your brain and head. Every part of your body-mind creation. Know that this downpour has touched every part of you, so just let all of you experience the healing essence and soak in this energy. Drink it in. With your enlightened awareness, experience how you feel now, here now. Experience the light within you. Experience the inner harmony, the well-being that can come when structures and functions are lighted. the inner harmony that can lead you to outer harmony, and the ability to honor life, your life, and the life in all living things. And as Russell might say, so be it, for so it is. So enjoy your high-frequency energy, your essence. Take a couple of minutes to drink this in. And when you're ready, we can have some reports.